today is our Minister for Transport and Veterans in New South Wales, David Elliott, who's on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Richard.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. The reason for your visit to our neck of the woods today, it's about our buses here in Newcastle, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Richard, it's actually, I've got a full schedule for the next 2 days.
Yes.
Up in Newcastle. Newcastle will be seeing the rollout of their first electric buses, which is very exciting because, of course, those of us who are wanting to see a reduction in pollution will see these buses as being a real positive when it comes to making sure that we don't unnecessarily pollute the environment. But it also allows for people that are, you know, dining on the street al fresco to be free of fumes, and they're a lot quieter as well. So this really is new generation stuff. But I'll be visiting a few of the maintenance and depots around and stabling yards, and then tomorrow I'll be having with my veterans hat on, having a look at Fort Scratchley and visiting the Veterans Expo at the Convention Centre. So it's going to be a good couple of days and looking forward to it.
Well, and plenty to talk about in this neck of the woods. I know they improved the timetables as of, I think it was Sunday. There are a lot more services now as far as our buses go in this neck of the woods, David.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that was an announcement I made on Sunday that there's improved timetable for Novocastrians. And I think what that is also all part of our campaign to make sure that people use every opportunity to get out and about. And public transport's the best way of doing it so that you can enjoy yourself just a little bit more.
And, of course, we can travel free on public transport for a couple of weeks as of April the 14th, which is great news.
Yeah, very excited that we could include Newcastle into that program, which will see public transport free for the 12 days from Holy Thursday, from Maundy Thursday, which is next week, and Anzac Day. So those of you listeners who are going to get out and about on Anzac Day particularly, or the 3 days leading up around Anzac Day, remember two up will be permitted in all pubs and clubs for the whole 3 days of the Anzac Day long weekend, as well as free public transport, which I think will encourage more people to get out and, of course, use their Dine and Discover vouchers.
What was the thinking behind allowing two up for the 3 days?
Well, Richard, we, because obviously I'm very close to the veterans community, having served in the Army myself, and I could sense that there was a genuine need to replace those two Anzac days that we lost. The first one, of course, in 2000, which was just completely abandoned, although we did have those wonderful light-up-the-dawn ceremonies at the end of everybody's driveways. And then, yes, of course, last year we had heavy restrictions. So I spoke to Ray James, the RSL, and I also spoke to the AHA and Clubs New South Wales, and I said, listen, I don't know if this is going to be tokenistic, but I just think for the veterans to know that we do appreciate the sacrifice they made, not only through their military service, but also because we had to deny them those two great days, that we give them back to them. And that means, and at the time, of course, we didn't know if there were going to be further restrictions in the hospitality industry. Luckily, there aren't at the moment. But I didn't want anybody to think that they couldn't have a reunion, a commemoration, that they couldn't have any ceremonies. We wanted to make sure that for those 3 days, everything was available to them. And that's why we said to the hospitality industry, let's go with all 3 days. So, and hopefully people that would normally only go to one event maybe can go to two or three, given that they've missed the last two.
It's 6:45. My guest, New South Wales Transport and Veterans Minister David Elliott. I'll get you to put the transport hat on now. You've had a lot to say about the protests and the ongoing discussions with the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, and these new laws that have brought in harsher penalties for protesters. And we've certainly seen a few of those down in Sydney in the last week or so, and certainly up here in Newcastle, they've caused havoc, particularly with the coal rail lines. A lot of people think you've gone a bit too far with these penalties. As I understand it now, it was restricted to certain areas, but now it's protests on any roads. Do you think that they do go too far?
No, I don't. I mean, if any city is reliant on transport and the ports and the ability to get produce, minerals, to the market, well, then it's the city of Newcastle and it's the people of Hunter Valley. And last year, as police minister, I was very frustrated with those blockades that were affecting your economy up there so adversely. So I was quite happy to support them because these, you know, we are going through very delicate stages at the moment when it comes to economic recovery. We've got to come out from the COVID enforced debt that we've got. Of course, the war in the Ukraine has meant that transporting and shipping containers out of cities like Newcastle has nearly quadrupled in some areas, the freight industry is telling me. Of course, we've just got to make sure that we don't have anything that's going to unnecessarily restrict that economic activity. And I for the life of me don't understand what would motivate an individual to force others into such inconvenience. It's just, it was, as I said at the time, it's a bastard act. I mean, it'd be like me sitting out the front of your place, standing in front of your driveway when you had to get to work, and so that you couldn't get to work, or when you were trying to get to your, you know, to a family event, you couldn't get to your family event because somebody was blockading your driveway. It's 10 times as bad as that because it's costing the economy and the taxpayers massive amounts of money.
Now, you've decided to not put your hat in the ring for a shift to federal politics, but you'll obviously be playing a key role in the election campaign. Can you give us a scoop on the date of the election yet?
No. As much as I try to keep my ear to the ground, I don't know when the election, federal election, is going to be. Because I know the state election is going to be the 25th of March next year, but the federal election, I think the smart money is on the middle of May, whether that's the 14th or the 21st, who knows. But, I think it's going to be a very important federal election. And I suppose we say that about every election.
Sure.
But I think because of the international situation that the world finds itself in with China and Taiwan and Ukraine and Russia, I think we have to be conscious of who's better for national security. And, of course, we've also got to make sure that we support candidates that have got runs on the board when it comes to economic management. It would come as no surprise to you, Richard, that I'm going to back ScoMo in on those things. But
sure,
I think people need to take very, very careful consideration when it comes to any election, whether it be Newcastle Council or a federal election.
Sure. Just reiterating, you're here in Newcastle today to make the announcement about the electric buses in Newcastle, David?
That's right. Yep. So I'll be making sure that I visit as many of the people involved in my portfolio as possible, and then be also making sure that I visit a few veterans as well. I mean, as I've said to you before, Richard, I mean, my mum's a Hunter Valley girl, and I've fallen in love with a town called Port Stephens, and I never miss a chance to get up to Newcastle and spend one or two days. And maybe in my post-parliamentary life, I'll be able to spend a lot more time up there.
Right, and you'll be spending time at the Port of Newcastle tomorrow. Can we expect an announcement for your visit tomorrow?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've made it very, because I have ports in my portfolio, I've made it very clear to them that I wanted to make sure that I go and have a look and at what's going on. I'll be visiting the Traffic Information Centre up there. I'll be talking to the harbour master and I'll have a tour of the facility as well. So I think it's part of any politician's job, especially when you've got a portfolio this big, you've got to make sure that you get as much exposure as possible, so you know what you're talking about when you're in Parliament.
Thank you very much for your time. A couple of busy days ahead for you, David. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Richard. Looking forward to seeing you.
Likewise. Our Transport and Veterans Minister, David Elliott. That was, we were hoping to try and catch him, but a nice of him to ring, which is good.